Well, Matt, finally the season is upon us. Of course, Nation's Girl alongside Matt Wilhelm. And the Browns will open the year in Philadelphia, a team they beat in their last four meetings. The Browns have not had success on opening day. They hope to change that.
They definitely do, and I think it's a great opportunity. Philadelphia Eagles are not essentially the juggernaut that they have been in the past. They're going to start a rookie quarterback for the first time in a long time in Carson Wentz, the number two overall pick. And I think the defense of the Cleveland Browns needs to take advantage of that. What does that mean? That means disguising some looks, forcing him to get to his third and fourth read, and I think also blitzing him, knocking this young player around.
Only 38 reps in the entire preseason, hasn't worked with the starters, and yet here he comes. So what are the keys? You talked about rattling him, but do you think the most important thing is stop the run and put the ball in his hands?
It absolutely is. If we can eliminate the running game and force the ball into his hands on third and six situations plus, that plays into the creative nature of Ray Horton, our defensive coordinator. And then you get Ogba and Nassib and some of the athleticism of DeMario Davis and Christian Kirksey rushing down the middle out of that 3-4 defense.
Absolutely. And listen, Ryan Matthews averaged 5 yards a carry last year. He's a talented back, former San Diego supercharger like yourself. Stop him, then keep an eye on Ertz and Celek, the two tight ends, I believe, in the passing game. Now on the other side of the ball, when the Browns have it, it seems that this defense so strong up front with Fletcher Cox, but some weakness at the cornerback position.
I agree, and I think that's our strength. Now, offensively, I want to see Corey Coleman and Terrell Pryor. That's the 1-2 punch that we've been so excited about, and having the luxury of playmaking wide receivers is something that we haven't had. We now have a quarterback who has a rocket arm. Let's take our chances down the football field.
And let's get Isaiah Crowell in that ground game going. A good test for the Browns offensive line. But Matt, at the end of the day, yesterday we asked Hugh Jackson, said, Coach, what is the number one key? He said, we must win the turnover battle. And when you go on the road, you're facing a rookie. If you do that, don't give him any short fields. I think the Browns have a very good chance.
Taking this young team on the road, they're all bought into Hugh Jackson. It's get these Philadelphia Eagle fans sitting on their hands with some early success, and that way you have a rookie quarterback then playing from behind, and the urgency sets in on them, not so much us to finish.
Well, the stage is set in Philadelphia this Sunday at 1 o'clock. It will be the Browns and the Eagles as the Browns look to win the opener